seen the new Wall Street Journal poll where it shows that right now you have moved into third place, the only one who's within shouting distance of the two front runners who appear to be, at least in that poll, Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. So congratulations to you, Governor.
Well, thank you, Michael. I think it's proof the American people are getting much smarter, and this shows that we're moving in the right direction, doesn't it?
I am certain from the Huckabee campaign point of view it does. Okay, meanwhile, your campaign has generated, and you've generated a great deal of controversy by your televised comments that it's really not proper to ask presidential candidates about this Confederate flag issue. What about the reports that one of your rivals for the presidency, Lindsey Graham, is going to be making a statement about taking the flag down? Does that change the appropriateness of your commenting on it?
Not at all, because Lindsey Graham has every reason to weigh in on it. He's from South Carolina. It's his state. And he should speak out if he has a strong opinion.
Well, Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio have spoken out also. They also favor...
And everyone can speak out any way they want, but I'm running for president of the United States, not governor of South Carolina. And I think sometimes presidential candidates get baited by the national press into weighing in on issues that have nothing whatsoever to do with being president. And my point was that whether or not there is a flag flying on the South Carolina Capitol grounds is not something that a president is going to be involved in. Here's what I think the question.
Governor Huckabee, you were about to say something when we were cut off by the break.
Well, Michael, what I was going to say is that I think when I'm asked that question, or any candidate is asked that question, the implication is South Carolina a racist state because they fly a certain flag on the Capitol grounds? I mean, that's the implication. Otherwise, nobody cares about what that flag is. And has nothing to do with any federal law. So my response was that this is a state in which largely white voters elected a female governor of Indian descent and the first ever African-American United States senator from the South. There's more diversity in the South Carolina statewide elections than in New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. I've been to South Carolina many, many times. 4.8 million people live there. What this 21-year-old did was absolutely abominable, and it was racist, and it was evil.
And you would say it was terrorist, too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure, it was terrorist. I mean, it's all done to intimidate people. Two things I observed. Number one, nobody defends this guy. Nobody comes to his rescue and aid in South Carolina and says, boy, we agree with him.
Not even the white supremacist groups, by the way. Even the white supremacist groups that he claimed inspired him and his website have condemned his evil act.
That's right. He stands uniquely by himself out there as a person who did something that is so heinous that nobody wants to even give him any slack for it. Now, the second thing I observed is that this was a wonderful reminder of how real racism is fought, because after nine people were murdered in cold blood in a church, it was just heart-wrenching to see those survivors and family members of the victims stand in that courtroom, look that person in the eye, and instead of saying, let's burn this town down, they looked in his eyes and they said, we forgive you. It was a remarkable picture of what real faith and grace
I agree completely. We have only a few seconds left. If they end up taking the Confederate battle flag and placing it inside a museum and not flying openly on the Capitol grounds, will Mike Huckabee, A, be celebrating, B, be relieved, or three, be mourning?
I will simply be respectful and grateful that the people of South Carolina took an action that they believed would bring further healing to a very hurting situation.
Governor Mike Huckabee.